Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We're now going to conclude Hilchas Chagiga. We're on Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Halacha Dalet, Halacha 4. Now we're going to get the exact procedure of the Hakel ceremony. We already said that the Hakel is done on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, after the Shemitah year has finished. Men, women, children, go there. The king reads it in the Ezra's Noshin. So now, Kate said, who, I've already said what he reads. We already went through that. Kate said, Lukari, what's exactly the procedure of the reading? First of all, Tokin b'chatzotzos b'chol Yerushalayim. We blow the trumpets throughout all Yerushalayim today. L'hakel asom, to gather the nation together, to know that the ceremony is going to be starting shortly. Umevim bima gedola, they bring a large platform, vishel etzoy, so it's made out of wood. Umamidin asoba emtsesis anoshe, put it in the middle of the women's courtyard. Vamelech ola, the king ascends the platform, vyoshevale, and sits upon it. Kedeshi yishmu kriyaso, the people can hear his reading as he's on the platform. Vachol yisrael olim lachag, and all the Jews have already come up for the yontif. They gather around him, and now we do a lot of pomp and circumstance to show honor for the reading that's going to happen. We don't have to do what we're going to do now, but it's done strictly for honor reasons. So who brings in the Sefer Torah? So the Chazan HaKnesses, that's like the Shamish of the gathering, he comes, notol Sefer Torah, he takes Sefer Torah wherever a Sefer Torah has been put away in a shul or somewhere. He brings it into the Ezra's Noshim. Venosa la Rosh HaKnesses, he gives it to the Rosh HaKnesses, that by him all the important decisions are done, let's say for davening, who gets the Haftorah from the Navi, who leads the service, who davens.
So these are positions they would hold the whole time.
Yeah, these are people who have these positions there. I mean, they're obviously, they had davening went on in the Beis HaMikdash, mm-hmm. right? So there are people in charge of that. So he'd hand it to him. For Rosh HaKnesses Nosloskan, then the Rosh HaKnesses would give it to the assistant Kohen Gadol. Uskan le Kohen Gadol, the Skan would give it to the Kohen Gadol himself. The Kohen Gadol HaMelech, and the Kohen Gadol. So why all the passing around? Kedei LaHadro, to beautify it with many people. Now the question is, what are we beautifying? So one opinion is, we're giving honor, it says, Barov Am Hadras Melech. So therefore, we're trying to give a kavod. But who is the kavod for? So it seems from the commentaries, it's one of two kavods, and it could both be true. One is kavod for the Sefer Torah. The other one is for the king. And probably they're both right. You're giving honor to the king. So many people have to bring it to you. And honor for the Sefer Torah, but you can't carry
not,
it.
Not just for the procedure, for what's happening, like kavod for
well, that's,
the
it's to give honor. It's for honor.
Can we do that in a bris? The baby
that's the same idea. Yeah. We pass it around. Same idea. Yeah. The king will receive it as he's standing for the Torah. And then he has the option. If he wants, Yashav, he can sit. What it means to say is, if he wants, he can receive the Torah when he's sitting. So he does not have to get up for the Torah. Uposeach veroeh. Now, very interesting. Look what he says. He opens. Listen carefully. We're going to be medayik for something important. He opens up the Sefer Torah. Veroa. Interestingly, Rambam added that word. And he sees. What does he see? The place he's going to read from. Now look carefully what the Rambam doesn't say. He opens. He sees. Umavarech. And he makes a bracha. Keder shemarech kolkar b'terbes. Just like anybody else makes a bracha of asher bochar banu mikol amim in a shul when you daven in a shul. Okay. Now, what has he skipped? It's correct, but he skipped it. No, he does not say, and he closes it. Okay, which tells us clearly that when you're called up to the Torah, and you open it, and you see where you're reading from, you don't close it like 95% of people who do.
You close it after.
I know, but not now. It makes no sense. What are you closing it for? We just showed you the place. Right? Okay. Clear from the Rambam.
Not good for the prison lady either.
Not good for anybody. But 95% of people do it. Right? You see what the Rambam?
The Rabbi's instructions about what to do when you get an aliyah.
Right, yeah. No, but even when I give out the instructions and people don't follow.
Put the bracha on the right.
I know. Well, he I'm sure did it by heart, right? But anyway, but clearly the Rambam is not saying, because you'll see in a minute, he does say in a minute to close it afterwards. So you're going to see the fact that Rambam does not write to close it means you don't close it. Vikari ha-parsha shamar. He reads the parshas that we discussed yesterday, all the reading, and that will probably take a while because that's a good part of approximately like five parshas. That's like half a sefer dvarim. That's quite a bit. Achu gomer till he finishes. Now listen carefully. He finishes. Vigolel, and he rolls it shut. Then umavarich lacharev. Then he makes the bracha afterwards. Just like you do it in shul. He keeps saying, just like you do it in shul. So then that's the way you do it in shul. Right? Now, interestingly,
the rabbi's preaching to the converted.
I know. But
and anyone who might be listening.
There can be somebody else who's listening. Umosif sheva brachas. And he adds seven blessings. This sounds a little bit similar to what, when we remember the Kohen Gadol, we said on Yom Kippur, he adds in some brachas over there too. And these are the seven brachas he adds. Be'eluhein, three are standardized brachas you're all aware of. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Be'amcho Yisrael. That's the Ritzei bracha, just like in the Amida, that Hashem, you should be pleased with our avoda. The entire bracha includes Hamachazir Shechina Sol Litzion. The next one is the Modim Anachnu Loch bracha. The entire bracha we thank Hashem. Atov Shimcho L'chono Lodos. Atov Yechartonu Mikolo Amim. The middle bracha of the Amida of any of the holidays. That's you've chosen us from all the people until Mikadesh Yisrael VaHazmanim. That's all Kederach Shemavorchem Mitzvil. These are the same brachas we make all the time. In davening, Hare Shalosh Brachas Kemat Ben. Those three brachas, that's the standard liturgy that everybody makes. But the Kohen's making it now, especially at this service. Now, the next ones are unique brachas that are unique to the Kohen, to the king. And I'm sure he could make it, you know, make the wording exactly to fit in. You know, it's not a standard text. The idea has to be there. But obviously he can change a word or two based on his feelings about this. Revi's the fourth one, Mispalal Amigdash Yamad. He prays that the Beis Amigdash should remain standing, which makes a lot of sense. We had enemies who tried to destroy our temple, so you want it to stand. There's no text we have in our liturgy as such, so he'll make up whatever, but he'll end it off. V'chol Sein Bob will end it. Baruch Hashem, Hashoichein Bitzion, who resides in Zion. We have no such bracha.
Now, would they be limited to physical enemies, or would we say...
He could do whatever he wants, but we want the temple to stand. That's the main thing.
I guess
thing.
My point is, we all know that it was not destroyed necessarily.
So it could be whatever. It could be whatever the king felt at the time that he wanted people to hear, whatever. But the main theme is the temple should stand. Chamish is the fifth bracha. Mispal al Yisrael, he prays for the Jewish nation in general, the people. Shetamud Mahusam, that their kingdom should remain. V'choisimoniens ha-bocher b'Yisrael, Hashem, you chose the Jewish people, and the Jewish people should remain strong. Shishis, the sixth bracha, Mispal al Kohanim, he prays for the priests. Sheyirtzo ha-kel avodasam, that Hashem should want their avoda. V'chosem bani ends off Baruch at Hashem mekadesh haKohanim. He has sanctified the Kohanim. That's pretty similar to Ritzei, but I think Ritzei is more of a general. You should be happy with all our service, which can be done with Kohanim and beyond Kohanim, as other people can serve besides Kohanim. But here is the specific avoda of the Kohanim. Shvi's the seventh one. How do you like this one? Mischan Mispal, he supplicates and prays, Bo, Kifi Mashuho, as he is capable of. In other words, what he would customarily supplicate to Hashem. And that's pretty wide ending, but you end it off, the Chaisimba, Hosha Hashem Asamcha, Hashem, save your people, Israel. Sha'amcha Tsrikam Hashem, because your people need salvation. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemeat Tfilah. Listen to my prayer. That for sure is the most open-ended of all the tefillos. Whatever he felt was necessary to bring salvation to Jews, and I'm sure he could have been as specific as he wanted. Mm-hmm. Can imagine if there was an evil enemy king on the doorstep, he could want to insert and let us vanquish so and so and whatever. But all is that we should be saved, and that is the procedure. Hey, hakriya v'habrachos, that reading of the Torah and the blessings that you make are done b'loshen hakodesh, in the holy tongue. Shenemar, as it says, the pasuk tikra es haTorah hazos, you shall read this Torah. Now, this Torah is only in one language, the last time I checked, and that's Bilshana, in its language. Afal pi sheyesh sam loazos, even though there are some foreign speakers who will not understand what is being read, let's say converts or whatever, not everybody understands everything. Now, there's a little bit of debate exactly when halacha hey ends and vav begins. It's clearly, you might want to continue it on for the next few words when he says those understand, and he says vegerim she'enam akirim, and converts who don't recognize the Hebrew language. So you see from this you can convert before you're fluent in Hebrew, and a ger is chayiv and hakel. So chayovim lahochin libam, they should prepare their hearts ulahakshivasim, and have their ears listen lishmoa, to listen. If you don't understand what's going on, but you should know it's a very spiritual moment. You listen, be'ema v'yira, with fear and trepidation, v'gila, in joy, beruda, with trembling, kiyom shenit nebosin, like the Torah was given at Sinai. In other words, he should hear, be part of it, and have certain feelings, and let us know what's going on, but he should try to pay as much attention as possible. That is the one who doesn't understand anything at all. Now go to the other extreme. What if you're a big, big scholar, you go to the door, and you know more than the king knows? They have to also listen with great, intense kavana. Now, what about somebody who can't hear? We're not talking about a deaf person, because we already know he's putter from Ria, and he's putter from Hakel. Okay? But let's say he's far away. Now, obviously, when you had a real jam-packed yontif, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of Jews, not everyone fit in the Ezra's Nashim.
Right.
It was only so big. So there was spillover, clearly. Not everyone was so close. You know, it could have been an elderly king who can, there's no microphones. So it could be you may not have heard anything.
There were scalpers, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. But maybe you couldn't hear anything. Still, mechaven libo lekriyaso, he should direct his heart to this reading. Here's the important point. Shalokava hakosef, the only reason the Torah established this mitzvah, elachazek dasa emes, to strengthen the true religion. So part of this was just being present at the ceremony or close the throngs. Like, let's say you go to a great gadol's funeral, right? And you're going, a half a million people in Eretz Yisrael. Well, not too many people are really near the funeral, but they're being there,
yeah,
so to speak. So that's the same idea. To be there in the presence of 600,000 Jews who are coming to hear the king speak. That itself is an amazing event. The Yira Atzvo, and you should imagine yourself, Ki'ilu Ata, as if right now, Nitztavaba, you've been commanded from these words, Umi piagvura shama, as they were originally heard from Hashem, as it were, Hashem told it to Moshe at least, Shemelech shaliachu lashmia divrei hakel. The king is an agent to make heard the words of Hashem. So that's really what's happening. It's a real, a real pep rally, as it were, because we got to, you know, we finished the Shemitah year. That was a real spiritual year. People weren't working, and they were probably learning. It took their year off in Kolel. So it was a very spiritual year to begin with, and now we're going to get back to work.
We haven't
been working in a year, right? So we want to really take out and bring in the new cycle, as it were, with lots of gusto. It's going to be another 7-year stretch, 6 years till the next Shemitah. So you have to be bring your spirits up. And that was probably a great experience. And how often did you get a chance to be near the king? Right? Jews, your typical Jew lived in a farm in Tzfat.
It may not be that near, as we said.
Okay, whatever, but I'm sure people could see him passing by. I mean, you were close enough.
People go to that now. They go to Bahavdol.
Okay, Zion.
He's changing the guard at Buckingham
Palace. Or an inauguration. Similar idea, you know. Zion, Yom HaKel. Interesting. What if the HaKel day, so the what if the first day of Chol HaMoed, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, comes out on a Shabbos? Okay. Now that doesn't work out for us in the calendar. You never have Yom Tov being on a
Friday.
Never comes out. But in the when they did it by the moon sighting, it could have been. Comes on Shabbos. Well, we can't do it because we can't make the platform and all that other stuff. We can't do that. So we do Ma'achar Nasoli Achar Shabbos. We delay it till after Shabbos. So we have the third day of Chol HaMoed, not the end of the world. And here's the real reason. I'm surprised they don't mention the platform. I guess maybe they could have put the platform in on Erev. On Erev Shabbos. Wow, that's what it is. Because the blowing of the Chatzotzros, which are not in the Beis Hamikdash, and also the supplications. Remember, the king had to make a supplication blessing. We don't make supplications on Shabbos. Shein Doichman's Shabbos, that they do not push away the Shabbos. Okay, you want to stop for tonight?
Regardless, don't you have to stop it?
Even if we don't. I have to stop it.